tonight's the night. Kyrie Irving's going to be back in the lineup, and the Dallas Mavericks can make that big push that we've been waiting all season for them to make. Luka has absolutely been star caliber up to this point. 26-23 and second in the Southwest Division as of February 5th is not the worst case scenario. It's something that this team is going to use to their advantage, considering that they do have an MVP candidate on the roster. And they are finally being rejoined by their second superstar, Kyrie Irving, who's been out for a little bit of time, but throughout the season, he's played 27 games, and he started all 27, averaging about 33 minutes and getting his 25 buckets, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal. And I think when he returns, assembling with Tim Hardaway Jr., Luka, and the rest of the guys, we can expect some wins. The first game back for Kyrie is going to be against a 76ers squad without their superstar, Joel Embiid, who's out for the foreseeable future with the torn meniscus. This is important because Dallas's own Tyrese Maxey is going to be on the other side. Maxey, he brings a lot to the table, but this is going to be interesting. I think this is his first homecoming without his big brother, without Joel Embiid, supporting him and setting the stage and wreaking havoc on the court with him. Kyrie is focused. Expect him to come out tonight and put up about 25-5-5. I really think that this guy could get closer to the 30s. And this will be the beginning of him catching fire. Because if we can have a solid week, the work that Kyrie can do this week, which is so appropriate for his return, is going to largely be done on the East Coast. We got 3 games this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, all out East. And you already know, it's 95. You're going to hit Philly. You're going to hit Brooklyn. And you're going to hit Manhattan. You're going to have a nice road trip because Tuesday, you can get a hotel in Times Square or you can get a hotel in Brooklyn. It doesn't matter because you're going to be in New York for a couple few days. Rod Strickland's going to come. I'm sure his pops is going to. Everything's going to be great. But we're focused on wins. This week, Kyrie will be on TNT Tuesday and Thursday. And I think he's going to be ready for the attention. So watch that. Watch him take the load off of Luka. Watch him lead his squad to victory. Did a little bit of additional diving. Tyrese Maxey averages 26.2. And the next 3 leading scorers are Tobias Harris at 17.9. Kelly Oubre with 13.4. And Shake Milton. 11.8. Those are all of their double-digit scores. So if they have those 4 guys, whoever it is they have to fill out the roster, whether it be Marcus Morris Sr. or Pat, it doesn't matter. Those are all their double-digit scores. This should be an easy win for the Dallas Mavericks. This should be a night where Kyrie leads Jaden Hardy, Josh Green, Derek Lively, and all the young men that he is molding, shaping, and developing on this squad. This is going to be a special night. I placed a special artwork on this episode because we remember what they were saying when Kristaps Porzingis was a part of this team. They knew he was that missing piece. Now that he's in Boston, I think that they realize the same thing that we should have clinged on to, is that he might be a top 20, possibly guaranteed a top 40 NBA player. definitely a top 20 big man in this league. And I'm wishing him nothing but the best, because our Dallas Mavericks are new and improved. And if I had to choose between Derek Lively and Kristaps Porzingis, I would choose Derek Lively for a lot of reasons. The fact that Lively doesn't need more than a single play every quarter called for him is phenomenal. As this young man grows, as he expands his game, as he works on his mid-range and possibly stretching to get that shot, we'll be witnessing greatness. I really believe that he has what it takes to get this team to where they're trying to go. Dante Exum's out tonight.